From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Topping the news, rescue efforts continue in Nepal after the quake. A powerful magnitude 6.7 aftershock shook the Kathmandu area of Nepal on Sunday. It comes a day after a massive earthquake killed more than 2,200 people and leveled buildings. Disaster response teams from the United States and other nations are deploying to help search, rescue, and recovery efforts. This man talks about the situation there.
The situation in Nepal today was scary. It was really, really, really very bad. And the Indian embassy in Nepal was fantastic. They were there to help. Indian Air Force, they sent a plane to evacuate us. But let me tell you, it was death at very close quarters.
Meanwhile, to the east, avalanches shook Mount Everest, killing at least 17 climbers, injuring others, and burying entire base camps. Coalition military forces continued to attack Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 airstrikes near Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar, destroying militant fighting positions. In Syria, near Kobani, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies seized the last major government-held town in Idlib province on Saturday. It gives rebels a possible route to the heartland of the Assad regime. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the al-Nusra Front and the Islamist brigades took full control of the town on Saturday, 4 days after 4 days of fighting with Syrian forces. It says clashes were ongoing. VOA News. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has condemned the attack and ordered an investigation into the killing of the prominent women's rights activist Sabine Mahmood in the port city of Karachi. Gunmen on a motorcycle killed Mahmood late Friday, just hours after she held a forum in Baluchistan province. The United States Embassy in Islamabad joined the Prime Minister Sharif in condemning Mahmood's slaying and offered condolences to her family, relatives, and friends. Vote counting is underway in Togo, where President Faure Gnassingbé is hoping to remain in power. The president is seeking a third 5-year term, which would keep his family in power for nearly 50 years. Meanwhile, special observers descended on Togo to monitor that election. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's visit to New Delhi that starts on Monday is expected to see India reach out to the country's new leader, who's been cementing links with Indian rivals Pakistan and China. Anjana Pasricha reports from the Indian capital.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will now meet an Afghan leader who has signaled new priorities by visiting Beijing and Islamabad before landing in New Delhi. Some analysts say Kabul was disappointed with India for dragging its feet on Afghanistan's requests for military equipment and combat assistance during Mr. Karzai's term. India has delivered 3 military helicopters to Kabul this month, but did not give the okay to a wider military shopping list, including items such as battle tanks. Kabul's new leadership is reported to have put that request on hold. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Police in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, clashed Sunday with protesters who are demonstrating against President Pierre Nkurunziza, who is seeking a controversial third term. The government had banned any demonstrations about the ruling party's nomination of Nkurunziza for a third term. Hundreds of people in Ukraine marked the 29th anniversary of the world's worst nuclear incident at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. A candlelight service was held Saturday night in the town closest to that closed plant. The explosion at Chernobyl on April 26, 1986, killed more than 30 people. Meanwhile, thousands of Ukrainians were permanently disabled by that disaster. 25 years ago Saturday, the Hubble telescope was deployed from the Space Shuttle Discovery. It was loaded with an array of instruments designed to tell us about the universe. Scientists say Hubble has painted a picture of the solar system and beyond that has changed astronomy forever. It was slated to end its mission in 2005, but it's still going strong after 5 Space Shuttle missions. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.